DW.
2020 was supposed to be a great year for biodiversity. Planned was a so-called biodiversity super year, where scientists were to gather at high-level conferences and hash out new conservation targets for the next decade. Well, like many conferences this year, those have been postponed in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the Earth's sixth mass extinction, caused by humans, marches on. In fact, it's getting even faster. To find out more, I spoke with Gerardo Ceballos, a renowned ecologist who's co-authored some of the best-known papers on the ongoing extinction crisis. I started off by asking him, what is this sixth mass extinction all about?
In the past, there has been what we call five mass extinctions. Those mass extinctions are basically of catastrophic nature. They have caused the destruction around 70% of all the animals and plants on the planet. And we call them mass extinctions because they are much, much higher than a normal background extinction. I mean, natural catastrophes that have occurred in the past five times, those have really wiped out most of the species on Earth. We have seen in the last century, and especially in the last three, four decades, the loss of millions of populations of plants and animals. What we found is that the species of vertebrates, mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, that have become extinct in the last 100 years, would have taken 10,000 years to become extinct under the normal or background extinction rates. In other words, we lost in 100 years a species that normally would have taken 10,000 years to lose. We lost in 1 year the species that would have lost in 100 years. That's the magnitude of the problem. So we conclude that we have entered the sixth mass extinction. And in this particular case, the sixth mass extinction is caused by humans.
What is actually driving that extinction? What are we doing that's causing species to go extinct?
The ultimate causes are basically three things: a human population, consumption, and third, the use of faulty technologies like fossil fuels. Something that is more easily tracked and we can change are basically habitat destruction and the illegal trade. The illegal trade is this gigantic enterprise run by international mafias in Mexico, the US, Europe, China, that make a gigantic profit by exploiting species. So this plus things like pollution, invasive species, and now global warming is causing this massive die-off of populations and species. And what is very important to emphasize is that the sixth mass extinction is accelerating unless we do something completely different. The rate of extinction will double.
This mass extinction is going on. It's accelerating. But let's just get a little bit back to basics for some of our listeners. Why should they be concerned? Why should they care?
If we are very selfish and we want to keep humanity and civilization on Earth, we need to care for the wild plants and animals, because those plants and animals are basically part of the machinery that keep the conditions of Earth to have life. We have environmental services, all the benefits that we get for the well-functioning of nature and the proper combinations of the gases of the atmosphere to have life on Earth depend on the wild plants and animals. The quality and quantity of water, all fertilizations of all the soils on Earth, the pollination of all our crops depends on plants and animals. We have the vaccine against COVID because by maintaining enough habitat and by stopping the illegal trade, we could have stopped this pandemic. This pandemic is caused by, on the one hand, having millions of animals being sold in the wet markets and the destruction of habitats. The window of opportunity is closing. We have 15 years only, we think, to change the course of the extinction path. From what we do, it will depend the survival of all living things on this planet, including humans.
So what needs to happen to get a handle on this crisis?
First of all, we need to think globally. So what we need now, and we need to act together, for instance, we need to fight the illegal trade, and we need to request China and other countries in Southeast Asia to stop, to ban immediately the illegal trade, because that illegal trade is the origin of this pandemic.
In China, they did ban the consumption of wildlife as a result of the pandemic.
It's not an easy thing that China could do. It will take a lot of time and a lot of effort. In China, more than 100 million animals are traded every year. Most of them are from illegal sources. And it produces $74 billion, okay, in the Chinese economy. This is more than all the meat value of the market in the U.S. So it's a gigantic enterprise. But the problem, the illegal trade is not only China, it's only the U.S., it's Europe, it's everywhere. So it is a massive problem. They earn, they say, probably the same kind of money that the drugs, with having almost no penalties.
You talk about being able to act globally. How would that work? Is it through some sort of international body? I mean, there are some bodies that exist, right?
We need to probably create or strengthen new parts of the UN. The next year, there is a big biodiversity conservation conference in China. And one of the main points now is how do we stop the illegal trade? Then the second thing will be, we need to really find out ways to reduce inequity between countries and within countries. And finally, we need to work and understand that destroying the environment is an existential threat. We are proposing a new strategy, it's called Stop Extinction. So everybody knows now about climate change and its impact. Nobody basically knows what are the magnitude of the extinction crisis and its impact. What we need to do then is first to have a massive campaign of understanding, making the people aware of the problem, corporations aware of the problem, countries aware of the problem, but also empower them to know that this gigantic challenge can be solved and we can all be part of that.
So the Convention on Biological Diversity is this very important international tool to conserve biodiversity. And there was this biodiversity plan that went through 2020. What do you think it needs to look like looking forward from 2020?
There are three things we need to do. One, we need to change the rules for wildlife trade. We need to stop the illegal trade. We did a massive effort to do it. One of the actions, we need to increase the number of protected areas throughout the world and find incentives to maintain all the natural habitats still left that are not protected. I think that the world needs to invest probably $50 billion or $100 billion a year to specifically these issues on how to protect the world of biodiversity. I think once we understand what is at stake, there will be many, many companies and groups and individuals and so on willing to put the money, including, for instance, the World Bank and all these bodies understand now that what is at stake is much larger than losing a species.
What you're describing sounds almost like a Paris Agreement for species.
This could look like a Paris Agreement, but for species extinction, and we need to protect the species and the habitat. It is different to Paris Agreement because we don't need to change the economy of the world to do it, you know? And by doing it, we can create a lot of wealth. We know what to do. We just need to have the rules and the incentive to do it properly. This has to be like the Paris Agreement for biodiversity. But let's understand that if we lose all these species and then the whole full range of climate change unravel on Earth, there is no way we will survive. DW.